You're listening to SBS News.
Heading into the final group stage games, it looked like Spain and Portugal would take the two knockout stage berths from Group B, the only question being who would finish first and who would finish second. Morocco was already unable to qualify, whilst Iran were big underdogs against Portugal in Saransk. But to assume anything at this World Cup is very foolish indeed, and so it proved. Morocco took the lead against Spain through a Khalid Boutayeb goal inside 15 minutes in Kaliningrad. That was set up by a mix-up from Spain's rear guard. The Spaniards drew level 5 minutes later through Isco. However, the stress wasn't over for them. Morocco took the lead again in the 81st minute with a Youssef En-Nesyri goal that, depending on other circumstances, threatened to knock Spain out of the competition. But in injury time, the video assistant referee came into play again. A goal for Spanish striker Iago Aspas was ruled out for offside. The VAR intervened, though, and the decision, correctly, was overturned. A goal to Aspas, and 2-2 was the final score. Spain's coach Fernando Hierro, though, wasn't kidding himself about the level his side is currently at.
Obviously, we can improve. There are things that definitely need to be worked on, and we will definitely be self-critical. Conceding 5 goals in 3 matches, that's not the way forward. And it's what I've told my players, and I keep telling them exactly that. However, they are mature professionals, and they understand what the situation is. 4 days ago, we realised that Morocco are dangerous. They have excellent players. They are physically strong. They try to hit you on the counter-attack. We are not saying this just to pay compliments. On the contrary, we are fully aware what a challenge this match would be, and it was.
Spain through, but who would be joining them? The Iran-Portugal game had a frenetic opening, with the Iranians, despite their underdog status, having their fair share of chances at goal. The nil-all deadlock was broken just before half-time by a goal so fated, it almost seemed unfair. A spectacular strike from Ricardo Quaresma made it 1-0. Star Cristiano Ronaldo nearly made it 2-0 in the second half after VAR awarded him a penalty. His penalty was saved, though, and no action was taken, despite it being widely considered that the Iranian goalkeeper was illegally off his goal line before the shot. But the VAR's most controversial use was still to come. Ronaldo appeared to elbow an Iranian opponent in the throat. It ought to have been a red card. After a second look, Paraguayan referee Enrique Caceres gave only a yellow one. Nevertheless, Iran still frightened Portugal's 11 men by Karim Ansarifard scoring a controversially awarded penalty. Yes, the VAR awarded it in the 4th minute of stoppage time. And in the dying seconds, there was this, as described by the BBC.
As Moon flicking it on here, and good news, has a shot. Oh, Taremi! Oh, he's so wide! I don't believe it! What a chance to win the game! He was 6 yards out on his left foot with the keeper to beat, and he couldn't take it.
The shot and Iran's spirited but against the odds hopes disappeared into the side netting. 1-1 the final score. Spain finishes first in the group and plays host Russia late on Sunday night in the round of 16. Portugal finishes second and plays Uruguay on Sunday morning. Portuguese coach Fernando Santos admits his side was far from perfect, even though they've progressed as expected.
Depois na segunda parte acho que entramos muito bem. Entramos bem no jogo, claramente, outra vez, até o momento da.
In the second half we did very well. We were on top of the game until the penalty, which we didn't make. It's part of football. Not everything is perfect, so we didn't make it. There was a moment when things balanced and evened out. 1-0 made Iran believe, and then the game got a little weird. There was a lot of fighting on the pitch, a lot of aggression, and then we lost control a little bit.
Tonight, the Socceroos take the field for the final time in the group stage, but they hope not the final time in the tournament. Australia must beat Peru in Sochi and hope, at the same time, France, already through to the round of 16, beats Denmark in Moscow. After losses in each of their first 2 games, Peru cannot progress to the knockout stage. Whilst Australia's progression is uncertain, What is certain is what progression would mean for Australian football and the Socceroos players themselves. Goalkeeper Matt Ryan, who's paid for 27 family members to come and watch him at this World Cup, explains.
It would mean the absolute meaning why, you know, myself and I'm sure many others play this sport, you know, to be as successful as you can and to try to create as many lifelong memories through being successful that you can possibly create. And if we're, you know, successful in achieving that tomorrow, then, you know, I dare say, you know, not only us as players, but hopefully the whole nation of Australia is going to remember that night and that achievement for the rest of their lives or for a very long time.
A world of possibilities and drama is still awaiting at this World Cup. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.